Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, everyone, welcome back to Dopamine Damage Control. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and today we're diving deep into something super important, understanding the root causes of addiction and that whole dopamine imbalance thing. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing that next hit of pleasure? Like you need another scroll through social media or another episode of your favorite show just to feel okay? Trust me, you're not alone. We live in a world designed to hijack our brain's reward system, and it can be seriously tricky to navigate. But here's the thing. Understanding the root causes is the first step to taking back control. It's about looking beyond just the addiction itself and exploring what's driving those cravings in the first place. Think of it like this: addiction isn't just a bad habit, it's often a symptom of something deeper going on. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you get to the bottom of this whole dopamine dilemma. Number 1. Stress is a huge culprit. Ever notice how we reach for those sugary treats or endless scrolling sessions when things are tough? Our brains release stress hormones that can wreak havoc on our dopamine system, leaving us craving quick fixes. It's like our bodies are screaming, "Give me something to feel good." But remember, these quick hits just lead to a bigger crash later. Next up, trauma plays a major role. Past experiences, especially those involving pain or loss, can mess with our brain chemistry and make us more susceptible to addictive behaviors. It's like our brains are trying to numb the pain, find comfort in whatever feels good, even if it's not healthy in the long run. Number 3. Let's talk about genetics. Yes, our DNA can actually influence how we respond to pleasure and reward. Some people are genetically predisposed to craving certain substances or behaviors more than others. This isn't a blame game, it's just understanding that some folks might need extra support and awareness when it comes to managing their dopamine levels. Number 4. Boredom is another sneaky culprit. When we're not engaged or stimulated, our brains start looking for ways to entertain themselves, even if those ways are harmful. It's like our brains are saying, "Give me something, anything." So, making sure you have healthy outlets for your energy and time is super important. Finally, let's talk about societal pressures. We live in a world that often glorifies instant gratification and overstimulation. Think of all those ads telling us we need the latest gadget or product to be happy. This constant bombardment can make it harder to develop healthy coping mechanisms and resist those addictive urges. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah. She's got a demanding job, she's juggling family life, and she's constantly feeling overwhelmed. She finds herself turning to social media for comfort, scrolling endlessly, comparing herself to others, getting lost in the endless feed. It feels good at first, but it leaves her feeling more drained and anxious later on. This cycle repeats itself day after day, and Sarah starts to realize that she's losing control. She's craving those instant dopamine hits more and more, even though they are not actually making her happy in the long run. Sound familiar? This is where understanding the root causes comes in. It helps us see beyond just the symptoms and address the underlying issues driving those cravings. For Sarah, it might mean prioritizing self-care, managing stress more effectively, and finding healthier ways to connect with others. Remember, taking control of your dopamine isn't about deprivation, it's about creating a balanced life that nourishes your mind, body, and soul. It's about finding those sustainable sources of joy that don't leave you feeling empty or depleted. So go forth. Take these insights, apply them to your own lives, and start making those positive changes. Remember, you've got this. I'm rooting for you every step of the way. Don't forget to hit subscribe, share this episode with a friend who might find it helpful, and leave a review if you enjoyed it. And keep checking back every day for more tips and tricks on how to navigate this crazy world and reclaim your focus. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.